Yo, what's up, guys? We're back with another episode coming at you. Today, we're going to do a little hot take about a topic because this guy seems to be lingering around our neighborhood in Brooklyn lately. Of course, we're talking about Dave Portnoy, a.k.a. El Presidente.
El Presidente.
A.k.a. leader of the juggernaut of Barstool Sports. Everybody seems to have opinion about this guy lately because he's going to all of our favorite pizzerias and judging them rather harshly. A lot of people disagree with what he has to say simply because he's a Boston guy. And what does a Boston guy know about New York pizza? I don't know. I fuck with him. I like him. He's got style.
He's cool. He does wild shit, but, I'm not feeling the whole Boston flow.
Well, I mean, I respect the guy because he created his business from nothing.
Yeah, Barstool's is fire. I definitely follow Barstool.
Yeah, I don't even think it's the point about Barstool. I just think he has no business fucking doing pizza reviews.
I mean, yo, I'm not totally against most of the ratings that he's handed out to our favorite places. Sometimes, I mean, it's hard to say because he's only having a slice. But if you're going to judge something, you have to pick one thing and run with it. So some of these places that he judges a regular slice, they're not known for the regular slice.
Like L&B.
Right, like L&B, he shit on because he got a regular slice and it was floppy. But what are you going to do? They're squares
Who
is what you go there for.
Who goes to L&B exactly. and gets a regular slice?
People right. from Boston.
Maybe. Exactly. But he's got to gauge it somehow, you know? He went to Artichoke and he didn't get an artichoke slice. He gets a regular slice.
Jesus Christ.
You know, he gets a margarita slice. But he's got to gauge it somehow. So, you know, us people are yelling at the screen when he's doing his pizza reviews because he's not exactly getting what the money item is from some of these places that we know, and everyone's screaming at him, get the vodka slice, and that's not what he's there for. He's there to judge a regular slice.
But here's the point. His point is probably if you can't make a regular slice, you should be there's no business of making anything else.
I get that, but at the same time,
but he also
all these there's fucking 700 pizzerias in Brooklyn alone, and everybody's got to stand out somehow. So not everybody puts the love and tenderness in a regular slice. You go there for a JoJo, or you go there for a grandma slice, or a square, or a,
but his reviews are it's not even about like okay, he likes his pizza crispy, right?
Yeah,
a lot of people don't.
That's also true. You got to man up and say.
A pizzeria is not going to fucking put it well done when half of the world doesn't like it well done.
You got to say well done.
But then he goes, oh, look at the flop. But then he likes it crispy. He goes back and forth sometimes.
Well, at the same time, you don't know what you like. If he don't say make it well done, it's going to come out of the oven in 3 minutes. And here's your slice.
Exactly.
Yeah, he wants it. He wants it how they would cook it regularly, though. I don't think he's going to ask for any specific.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he gives these places a heads up that he's coming there.
No, he doesn't. He walks in, and if they recognize him, they recognize him.
Right. So some guys they know, and some guys they don't know.
Even the people I've seen some videos where they give a bad score, and the guy's like, "Oh, thank you for the score."
I mean,
yeah, because they're gonna.
They don't know
up,
that it's out of 10. Maybe they think it's out
end
of
up
5.
Like Goodfellas. In fucking Kentucky and having their whole place shut down in every city and state that it's in because he went there, gave him a bad grade, got kicked off the premises and got them all shut down for misconduct.
I think it's wild that he started this company like doing, it was like a magazine, like Playboy. It was a bunch of articles about sports and mega hot girls in all the pictures. And like he was handing them out on college campuses and people were like, oh, I actually enjoy the articles or whatever because I guess he had critics on sports that were actually pretty decent with him to roll with him. And it blew up into this whole big thing. And he got money from endorsements or whatever and built a company from the ground up. And him and his boy sat one day and they said, if you could eat any food for the rest of your life, what would it be? So he said pizza and his boy said tacos. So like he went on a mission in the beginning that he was going to eat every slice in Boston and then...
Who the fuck would want to do that?
Well, he's a Boston guy.
He's a Boston guy.
Yeah.
But the thing that I like about him, forget about the pizza reviews, he just don't give a fuck about nothing.
No, he doesn't.
He thinks like, I don't know, I guess he's untouchable. And he kind of
is.
I mean, at this point he is. But he literally just does whatever the fuck he wants.
And he's straight up honest that he loves doing cocaine and banging women.
He's the CEO doing cocaine.
and doesn't give a fuck.
He's the CEO.
Oh, I thought you said he said he was the CEO of doing cocaine. I was about to say I need to shake this man's hand.
No, he's a CEO doing cocaine. Yeah, well,
I think fuck. I'm pretty sure I've seen him get arrested like twice on live Instagram videos.
On live TV.
On live TV. He got arrested at the NFL headquarters, and he got arrested somewhere else. You know, he handed out like 7,000 T-shirts of Roger Goodell in a clown face, and the whole stadium was wearing them.
He went in disguise.
I saw that one, too.
In the press conference.
Yeah, hanging out.
He got banned and went back in with like a fucking fake mustache or whatever the hell he went in with. But you know what I love is the one bite, everyone knows the rules. It's never one fucking bite. One bite.
Ever.
So pretty much everyone knows the rules.
I don't know
him.
At this point if it's a catchphrase and he's just going to eat the whole slice, because he always eats almost the whole slice anyway.
No, and he
but
does.
But he eats it like an animal because he eats the crust.
First thing.
He's a big crust guy. What is that?
I was actually talking about this the other day. He takes a bite in the front and then a bite in the back. Who the fuck even goes for the crust until like,
sideways?
I mean, us from New York, we know you eat the slice and then eat the crust.
Maybe that is what they do in Boston.
The crust is the last.
Yeah, he probably just wants to get a good grade on it.
Do you think that's what they do in Boston?
Or you could
they
be
probably
like,
eat it ass backwards in Boston. Because
honestly,
like
that's better than eating with a fucking fork.
You know, I think it's wild that he gets. I think for majority of it, he gets most of the respect from us guys in New York. Like some of the places when he shows up there,
oh yeah, people
love
him.
They're dying for him to eat the slice. They want to get a good review or whatever. But like, if we went to Boston and we were like, all right, we're gonna go eat all the Boston cream donuts or whatever else. What else Boston has?
Chowder,
clam chowder.
I'm gonna drink all your tea.
In the whole city, we would probably get laughed at all these places. Boston is like very disrespectful.
I feel like in some ways, Boston's more rugged than New York.
Yeah, like we give you the love if we feel like you're accepted.
They don't give a fuck about nobody.
No, like once you say that we're from
the Southeast and the Northeast, they hate each other.
Yeah, right. And then once you say, oh, we're from New York and we're here to judge your shit, we're going to get thrown out.
Yeah.
Half the people who see him actually scream out Frankie's name first.
All right, Frankie.
Frankie.
Well, for those of you that don't know, that's a catchphrase. That's why we're naming this episode All Right, Frankie. Maybe you guys would notice that. Maybe you guys would pick up on what the episode's about a little bit.
I was watching one of his ratings the other day, and supposedly he's like, he loves bocce, I think it's called, when you throw the balls at each other.
Yeah, bocce ball.
So he's eating a slice of pizza, and he's like, all right, Frankie, listen, this is how you do it, Frankie. Since I'm a lefty, I'm going to hold the pizza in my right hand, and I'm going to throw the ball with the left. Watch. And then he throws it, and he's like, see that? Perfect. He had me dying, bro. He's a funny guy.
Yo, do you think anybody knows what Frankie looks like?
I think Frankie's the guy that's recording.
Yeah, I think he's the cameraman. But has anybody ever seen Frankie?
He's got to have an Instagram.
He's like, what's his name? Wilson from fucking Home Improvement.
You just see his
eyes. You don't see no one.
I thought you meant the fake volleyball from Castaway.
I think it's funny that he's got a guy on Barstool that works for him or whatever. And he does the same shit, but it's his fat dude that does burger, beer, and fries reviews. And he goes into like real deal.
Oh, he does
bars.
The ambiance too, right?
He checks like the ambiance. He's always got like a fire jersey on or something.
I made fun of that,
but like, and he really grades it. He gives it.
I saw him give something a
shot.
3 the other day, though.
Yeah, like, I don't think his is out of 10. I think his is out of like 5.
But they
5
just
or
shit
4.
On him.
Okay.
But yeah, right. So when you go to the comments section, it's nothing but like, I hope you have a heart attack, you fat fuck. And
Jesus.
It's like really harsh. And like, this guy is like doing his best and he's being honest. And he gets shit on. But Dave is.
Because he's El Presidente.
Yeah, he's El Presidente.
But it makes sense if a fat fuck is doing food reviews.
He should. That's what he's meant to do.
You eat everything, bro. You eat them. So,
but that's why I actually think that his reviews are true.
But that's what I'm saying. You take his opinion over fucking El Presidente's.
I fuck with El Presidente's.
First things first. If you listen to this guy's score and they're like, oh, I'm not eating there. Dave gave him a fucking 7.3.
No.
You're fucking retarded.
In the sense of whatever he grades a place, if I haven't had it, I'm not gonna not go there because he gave a bad review. That's not what I mean. But most of the places that I have eaten from and watch the video that he reviews, I'm pretty much on par with whatever grade
he
gave.
It's close enough. But like L&B, right? He gave us 7.something.
Yeah.
He did that recently. If he would have did it while we were growing up, totally different score.
But at the same time, I don't remember.
It's not too onerous since then.
He if he graded the regular slice when he went to L&B or his grade was from the square. That was the only time I remember him eating two slices.
But even if it was a square, it would have been definitely higher than the 7 point whatever he gave.
I really don't think L&B is all that good anymore.
The sauce was a lot better than it is now.
He rated table 87.
What did he give table 87?
He gave it a 7.7. I guess, I mean, I don't know, man.
I've had table 87.
Yeah,
have you?
I had table 87 a couple
weeks ago. You
guys
agree with that one?
We know the man that works there.
Basically, today's ruling is going to be if we accept his grades on the pizza that he does. Like, do we agree that he's good at his job or his little fun thing?
There it is.
That
That's what I was looking for. I was looking for Pizza Wagon.
Or should we tell him to pack his shit and go back to fucking Boston?
We'll figure that out soon. I mean, he gave Pizza Wagon a 7.4. I highly disagree with that.
Yeah, you know what? That might be one of the only ones that I do disagree with.
Pizza Wagon is crispy, crunchy, perfect melted cheese, beautiful goodness.
And it's a staple of Bay Ridge.
It is.
Everybody that's from
Bay
Ridge knows Pizza Wagon is the spot.
Yeah, Pizza Wagon is the best spot in Bay Ridge, hands down.
Well, he was at Crispy recently.
Yeah, it got me a little annoyed because when they did that review, he walked over to the corner and he was like,
I'm on 13.
I'm on 13 Ave. Like, 13th. Where are you from, bro?
13th,
Who
buddy.
Who says that?
That's a Boston 13th thing.
13th Avenue, 14th Avenue, 15th Avenue. You don't say I'm on 14th Avenue.
But you know what? I mean, if you really stare at the street sign, there is no TH.
Of course, but you just know.
We know. He don't know.
You just know.
Hey, Frankie, I'm on 13 and 70 something.
Yeah, disrespecting my hood. Chris,
yo, but you know what else that was annoying? Because he started nitpicking that the place is cold crispy and the slice wasn't all that crispy.
You know what's sick, too?
So ask for it well done.
I said, bro, there's
only. The Jersey one, too.
Yeah.
And like, he said the Jersey one was not good at all.
No. But that's the water. The Jersey water is terrible. Yeah. I have family in Jersey, and they've been there for 15 years. They can't find good pizza.
I wouldn't say that Crispy is even in Bay Ridge. You know, it's Dyke Heights. Dyke Heights, you know.
Yeah, but what does he know? He doesn't know the difference.
No, of course. But you know what I'm saying? Pizza Wagon's the best pizzeria in Bay Ridge. Crispy's the best pizzeria in Dyke or Bensonhurst area, you know.
And I was watching that review, and I was screaming at my screen because he's making fun of why it's called Crispy and it wasn't so crispy. And I'm like, bro, you got to name it something different. Every other pizzeria is Mike, Jimmy's, Sal's, or Vinny's.
Yeah, Crispy is a legend, though. Crispy is one of the best pizzas I've ever had.
Since we're on the pizza topic, I don't care if any of you get offended by this, but if you eat pizza with a fork and knife, you're a real jerk off.
Mayor.
That's all I wanted to imagine. Jerk off.
Mayor.
I just wanted to get that out.
Our mayor eats pizza with a fork and knife.
Our man needs a friend.
Yeah, well,
he did. Speaking of,
he's
fucking
on his way
Amaya,
out. Hopefully.
He reviewed not Amaya. Dave reviewed DeFaris.
DeFaris was the highest rated pizza place that he's given.
Oh wow!
In New York,
at least.
I don't think that's another thing. I don't think anybody actually knows. We did some research here on this. People in Boston, he gave one place a 10.
Monty's
in Boston got a 10, a perfect score.
But
that's probably right around the corner from his house.
But isn't that the only fucking thing he did in Boston, or did he do another one?
Oh, no.
No, the thing was, they're not all on video to look up.
All right, he has Sal's Pizza in Boston. Well, Monty's is in Lynn. That's in Mass. I'm not sure what the deal is.
Nobody knows. We don't know where that is.
But Sal's Pizza is in Boston. He gave that a 9 flat.
The story goes like this. He was starting to do all of Boston's slices, and he was going to start recording them and whatnot and doing what he's doing now. But they got a call that they were going to give them a headquarters in New York. So they all packed their shit, and he said, whatever, I'll just do New York instead of Boston because this is home now. But now it took him a while, but I think now he's pretty much accepted by all of us
yeah,
New Yorkers.
I mean, it's still an entertaining video.
It is, because he's funny as hell.
Anytime I see them up, I always watch them.
From Boston or not, I would hang out with Dave.
Me too.
Oh, of course.
I would
probably a party.
Totally hang out
back
with our president.
Back to DeFaris. What did he give him, 9.8?
He gave him 9.4.
Gave him a 9.4.
That's the highest in New York.
He gave Lucali a 9.3.
9.4. You know why? Because the old man Zip makes it with his bare, crusty fucking hands, and those are probably like pizza weapons.
Yeah.
Guy probably don't even wash his hands for a fucking month.
See, now, like, the things that we know. So, like, I agree. I think DeFaris is awesome pizza. But at the same time, we know how dirtbag it is because that place gets shut down every 6 to 8 months for the health inspectors come in and they go, this guy's playing with pizza with his bare hands.
and he's playing
with the basil with his crusty fingernails.
And it's so crazy, too, because anytime during the day he wants to shut down, he's like, no
That's
more.
It. Just
done.
It
done.
No
See you later.
I was actually in there one day getting pizza, and a lady ran in, because you know that guy takes a sweet-ass time, mm-hmm. and you sit there and you wait for your pie? Some lady ran in from a yellow cab taxi and was like, I need a slice to go. I got to go to the airport. And he looked at her with the plainest face and did not give a fuck.
What did he say? No soup for you?
That's basically what he was. He soup Nazi'd the lady and was like, you're going to have to wait, miss.
He don't give a fuck. That guy does not give a fuck.
And the lady was like, all right. And she walked out without a slice. And he don't even give a shit about the $5. And he let her leave.
Listen, it's good. I don't think it's a line around the corner good.
No. No, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. But, you know, what other places did he rate that we got?
He rated Lucali.
Lucali was...
He gave Lucali a 9.3. He rated...
I think Lucali is probably the
Danino's.
Best.
I've been to Danino's
I had
before.
Danino's, too.
Danino's is good. He gave Danino's a 9 flat.
I think Lucali's is the best brick oven pizza I've ever had.
You know what? I don't think I've ever been to Lucali.
Lucali's is fire. I have a friend, because Lucali's is another one of those places where it ends up turning into a line and you got to wait forever. This girl took me there years back, and she, because she was friends with the owner, and we walked right in. It was like a club, bro. I skipped the line, like, you know?
Honestly, like, brick oven pizza around us. I'm going to shout out Europa Pizza. Fire pizza.
Europa?
Europa, yeah.
Europa's pretty good. What's that place in Coney Island? I had that place in Coney Island, too.
Totone's?
Totone's was phenomenal.
Yeah, they closed, though, no?
No. They're another place that when they run out of dough, whatever time of the day it is, they're done.
Yeah,
because
they don't do slices. They only do pies.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate places like that.
But they're small pies.
Yeah, they're small
pies.
They're like personals. They're like personals.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So we got it at work one day, and we had to wait like hours because we looked around, and all these tables, there were people sitting at all the tables. Nobody had pizza. So we looked at each other, and we were like, bro, we got to wait for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tables to get their pies, and then they're going to put ours in the oven. They have this one little oven from 1941 or whatever, and we're like, shit, I'm not waiting here. Let's leave. And we went somewhere
else. I feel like pizza was better 10 years ago when it was fucking $2.
Yo, you know what's crazy? One of those that he rated, Williamsburg Pizza, I had, and that shit tastes like my childhood. I swear to God, I took a bite of that slice and it brought me back like 10, 15 years.
You know when you walk
by
a pizzeria and you get that old school pizza smell?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get that a lot anymore. Not a lot of these places are like, I don't know if it's...
But at the same time, you know what else?
Cooking with, like, the sauce.
Yeah, and
some of these other places are drowning out that smell. Now we got gyros everywhere, health food, broccoli everywhere.
Another thing, if you see a place that says dollar slices, it's trash.
Oh, of course. You go there drunk night in the city after a night out.
I've had it, but it is trash.
I had
trash.
It, too. But
all over the village.
I remember when pizza was $1.50 a slice.
You know what's crazy? It still cost them the same amount to make
course.
This pizza.
Just
so they're just hammering us away in profit.
Sean, around the block from your house, they had the special. $2.50. Two slices and a drink. Vic's.
Yeah.
Vic's special, bro. You get two slices and a fucking fountain drink.
That was another place.
$2.50.
RIP to
Vic's
Pizzeria.
Yeah,
Vic's
squares were fucking
squares
amazing,
were,
bro. Oh, my God.
Vic's squares were
Vic's.
One of the best squares you can ever have.
Kings Highway, right? What, Kings
Highway?
See, now,
it's between 6th and 7th.
Yeah. It's a shame that they closed down because this guy will never get a chance to go there.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have got a square anyway.
No,
you know what I mean?
A regular slice.
That's one place I would have yelled at him. Buy the fucking square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or get the fuck out of the neighborhood.
I'd say one of the best regular slices of pizza I've ever had was on... 116th Street in Lexington, this place called Sam's Famous. It's amazing. As he would say, perfectly crispy, little bit of flop, not really. Cheese is melting off the side, burnt the top of my mouth.
I don't like flop either.
I love it. It was so good.
Some of those things that he nitpicks about, I fuck with that.
Well, maybe he'll listen to us, and then he'll go to Sam's Famous and be like, holy shit, that kid Jordan was
Somebody send him the link.
It can't be, like, too hard. Like, when you bite into it, it just breaks.
I like crunch, but...
Me too. I like semi-crunch.
Yeah.
And I'm a crust guy. Are you the guys that leave the crust, or
no,
you eat it?
No, it depends on... If the crust is mad hard, I leave it.
You ever get those places that have seeds on the crust?
On the crust.
Yo,
Chicho's.
I love that.
Chicho's used to have slices.
I'm not a fan of
Chicho's. They were famous for their...
seeds on the crust.
Seeds on the crust. The sesame seeds. Pretty good.
Crispy
like
does
it.
That with
you
the vodka slices.
You know why it's pretty good? Because not a lot of people do it.
Yeah, I know.
So
when you do, it's a nice surprise.
Like, oh, it's nice. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
A couple of seeds.
You know what I do? Maybe it's a little weird. My stepsisters that are from Vegas, they taught me when I was a kid, they dip their crust in ranch.
Where the fuck? They're from Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
long story with that.
So
but,
I found that two things.
But I think
now.
It's delicious. It's like breadsticks with, you know, a little dip.
I just found out two things about you. Your sister, stepsisters like their crust in ranch. And,
yes.
And you have stepsisters.
Yes. News. News
they,
flash.
There you go.
I didn't know you had any sisters.
All right. So one of the questions that even got this guy at Barstool started was what I said earlier was, if you could have any food for the rest of your life, what would it be? And this guy and his boy said pizza, and the other guy said tacos. So now if you guys had to make a decision, breakfast, lunch, and dinner all year round for the rest of your life, you could change the place from where you get it from, but if there was one food that you had to eat forever, would it be either of those or something else?
Probably be a cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak every day.
Cheesesteak, I'll probably die in 10 years, but yeah.
Food.
Holy
one,
shit.
One food for the rest of my life. Every day.
Yeah. Because this is what happened. Dave was like, I love pizza. I have pizza every day. And this is what he's doing.
Honestly, I'm going to have to go with tacos.
Really?
Yeah, I fuck with tacos heavy.
Heavy? For the rest of your life?
Tuesday.
Yeah, you could just fuck with tacos. You could put anything in a taco.
Right.
No, definitely.
I'll put a fucking pizza in a taco. Done.
Pizza taco. That works.
All right. But I guess. I see where you guys are coming from. I'm going with steak, bro. I love steak.
Wow, I didn't even really think about that.
You know?
That's a good fucking...
So now that it's like a plethora of steaks. I could go ribeye. I could go New York. We could go strip. We could go filet mignon,
nice
wrapping in bacon.
That sounds good.
Porterhouse. I want to change mine.
You're jumping ship?
I'm jumping ship.
I mean, he's fair to do it.
I'm going steak.
Steak tacos?
That's it.
Steak tacos are fucking amazing. Soft shell.
Definitely soft. Has to be soft.
Can't
always soft, right?
Always.
I'm not with that Taco
Bell
shit.
Have you ever
eaten
a pizza taco?
I have.
Is that like a thing?
I have.
Is it a thing?
There's a pizza bagel.
No. There's a slice of pizza that they put all the tacos toppings on it. You know who actually sells one? Pizza Deer More, Caesars Bay.
Really?
Fire.
Oh, check
that's
that
on
out.
Bay Parkway, in case you people that don't know.
You know what else they got that's
Paul
good here?
I going to go there next.
Yeah, not for nothing. Chicken Bacon Ranch on a pizza. Pretty
chicken bacon ranch on a pizza is fire.
What I want to know is when did that become a thing?
College.
Where all these pizzerias have these wild like toppings on the pie. When I was a kid, we went to pizzeria.
Cheese.
It was cheese, pepperoni, sausage.
That's
if
it.
That. Calzone, cheese and ham, that's it. Now you can put whatever you want in a calzone. They have chicken Caesar salad slices.
Another jerk off move.
What is that? Get a salad.
Pineapple on your pizza. Go take a fucking walk.
Do you think Portnoy is
you know what?
Eating
we have a friend
pizza?
That does that
shit.
Yeah,
and he needs to go take a
He's
walk.
He's not allowed to eat with us ever. Like, he can't. Like, you know that movie? Where like,
what do you think?
You,
what do you,
you
think Portnoy is? What do you think his opinion is? Because I've never heard him speak about pineapple on pizza.
I don't know.
We gotta DM this guy.
I think he's more of a purist.
We talk about Dave?
Yeah, we gotta talk to this guy.
He only eats plain slices.
Yeah, but what is his opinion on
I think he would be with us. I think that's a fucking.
It's a no-no. It's a sin.
Absolutely egregious and ridiculous.
No fruit should be on your pizza.
You should get laughed out of the room.
Yeah,
that's definitely. Why that one friend that we have that actually does eat that shit, he can't sit with us.
You can't even.
No, I'm actually just going to call him out on it. Stu, stop eating pineapple fucking pizza.
Fucking man alone.
He's a weird guy, bro, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. He's just not allowed to hang out with us on Pizza Fridays. Because that's one of those things that, for me, is going to be a forever tradition. Pizza Fridays. Whenever I get married, whoever that girl is, she has to know that that is one thing. Pizza Fridays all year round. Keep it consistent. Pizza once a week, all day. Has to be.
We do that during...
Yeah, a lot of people do it during Lent, but I just keep it rocking all year round because I'm not really religious.
Yeah,
and it keeps
Fridays
an easy
good.
Trend.
That's
pizza
a good
Fridays.
Thing to do. Pizza Fridays.
You know? Maybe steak Saturdays? We try.
Steak Saturdays.
Steak salad? Eat steak every day of the week, too.
You guys got any traditions like that? Or I'm the only one that fucking does weird shit like that?
That falls into my favorite.
You know, Sunday sauce, obviously.
Sunday sauce.
That's a big Italian thing, you know?
You know, it's really weird. We don't do this podcast live, and a friend of mine just sent me a DM. National Pizza Week, top 10 pizzerias so far.
What? That's today?
Really? I don't know. He just sent it to me. It says, comment Campania NYC on this post I sent you for them to win Best Pizzeria.
Absolutely not. They should not win Best Pizzeria.
I don't think they
Campania?
Should either, honestly.
They're not even in the top 10.
Didn't Portnoy just do Campania?
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
Was that today? That was today.
Did he really?
That was today.
That's weird.
So now you guys know
that.
When we're recording.
That's weird that we just got that. That I just got that. That's weird as shit.
What'd he give Campania?
All right, so National Pizza Week, top 10 pizzerias so
far. 7-3?
Yeah, I agree. That's
this,
not. It's not phenomenal.
Number one is Lombardo's. Number two is L&B. Number three is Saverio's. I never even heard of that. Four is Totono's. Five is Leo's and Bayridge. Six is New Park Pizza, 7 Campagna, 8 Lucali's, 9 is Da Vinci's, and 10 is Lenny's. Let me tell you something.
That's a pretty solid lineup. Hold on.
Leo's of Bay Ridge should not be on that fucking list, especially not at number 5, my friend.
Yeah, Lenny's.
I just had Lombardo's. Lombardo's was banging.
Lenny's and John's pretty good.
Lenny's and John's is pretty good. And
New Park Pizza, I like.
New Park is phenomenal. Shout out to Howard Beach.
Okay, hold on. New Park, it's a hit and miss.
Yeah, you think so? I've always hit. I never miss.
It definitely hit and miss. It definitely got mad flop to it.
I always tell my pizza well done.
The only thing good about New Park, you never wait.
No.
There's 100 guys behind the counter.
Ready to go.
In there. They throw the slices at you. By the time they're throwing slices, the drink is being poured, and you're already paying. You're out the fucking door.
You know what's gangster about New Park? They have those old school machines with the juice. That like fruit punch shit.
Yeah, they got the fruit punch. They got the grape.
You know those machines that it's like always circulating. Yep. That shit is fun. I love that shit.
Remember walking to pizzerias and the first thing you used to see, the big slushy machine.
Yeah, the RIP those too.
Damn, those were good.
There's like one deli I know in our neighborhood that has a slushy machine on West 7th and U. A little deli. They have a slushy machine in there. I want to buy one for my house.
How much do you think that shit costs?
You gonna put that thing in your living room?
Yeah, why not,
bro? You know how much money you can make?
If you had a man cave and it was like, I got a slushy machine next to the arcade, bro.
Hubba Bubba on deck. Is it Hubba Bubba?
Next to the Tales from the Crypt.
I don't know if you guys know the Bronx a lot, but I think it's called Marconi's in the Bronx on East Gun Hill Road behind the hospital. Fire.
What is it?
It's called Marconi's, I think.
Pizza?
Pizza, yeah. It's a pizzeria. I walked in there. I was rushing for work. I'm in the Bronx. I'm running to the D train on 205th Street. And I see the guy standing outside. He opens the door, and I get that whiff of old school pizza that I'm talking about.
Let me go in here.
Oh, I go in there. I get a slice. I literally ate the slice. I looked the guy in his face. I said, buddy, that was the best slice of pizza I've had in 10 years. And he was like, thank you. Where are you from? I told him Brooklyn. He's like, all right, well, that means a lot.
Wow.
I was like, no doubt. I'll come in here every time I'm up here.
And maybe we got to go up to the next Yankee game and fucking grab some pizza.
You know what I was just thinking about? Another weird pizza? Salad pizza.
Just get a salad.
Like, just salad. I'm not talking about chicken bacon ranch.
No, I'm talking like chicken Caesar.
No, not even chicken Caesar, because there's still chicken on there. I'm talking about a plain fucking salad with, like, tomatoes and onions on it.
You know what? Some of these pizzerias, they have to make shit like that now, because all these people that are gluten-free, vegan, they're like, oh, does your sauce have meat in it? I can't have it.
For like the people who can't have fucking dairy.
You know what? If you want to go vegan, then you should just ignore pizza on the list completely then. Just take the hit and forget it. Move on to something else. Have the salad.
They do that with everything.
Have your asparagus and get out of my pizza.
They want to make their burgers into leaves that taste like burgers, but why?
I had one of those. They're fire.
But I don't understand.
Why do you want your food to taste like meat if you are against eating meat?
Because a lot of people can't have it.
Of course they can fucking have it. They choose. Some people choose to be vegan.
I mean, real stomach issues these days.
It's just like the people who drink that fucking non-dairy fake milk shit.
Well, that's because then they're lactose intolerant.
Let me ask you something. Almond milk.
Fire. It's so good.
How do you get milk from an almond?
Do you drink milk and eat pizza?
I love milk and pizza. I might have had them together. Chocolate milk.
It's another question we got to ask Portnoy.
Wait, hold on. Who the fuck eats pizza with milk?
I don't know. Chocolate milk.
I don't care what milk it is.
All right, maybe not. Yoo-hoo is not chocolate milk. It's chocolate drink. You never had a Yoo-hoo with a slice? I know I definitely had.
No.
When I was younger, maybe I did.
I have Yoo-hoo with a bagel, and I have milk with my cereal. That's it. Or cookies.
Maybe I'm a weird guy.
Never pizza.
Maybe that's why I'm single.
Let's get back on track with this Portnoy project.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What do you guys think? You guys think that he's accepted in New York?
He's 100% accepted in New York.
You know, it's not even about the pizza reviews and if people accept him. I just think a lot of people fuck with him.
I do.
That's what it is.
They have a huge following.
They do. But, you know, I feel like, all right, maybe we tend to fuck with him, but I feel like he does have some negative. People get salty when he shits on their favorite place.
Or like their neighborhood pizzeria.
Right. So if he gives them a 7.5, people are so offended. But that's part of
7.5 is not a bad score.
Right. But that's part of the offended culture now, that they're like,
make better pizza.
That's my place and that's a 9.
Well, tell your fucking place to make better pizza.
Yeah, maybe they caught him on a bad day. These things happen too. They caught him on a bad day, maybe.
I think this is funny. The last pizzeria on his list is Sbarro. And I don't, and it got a 0.0, and I honestly don't think I've seen one of those pizzerias in New York in God knows how long.
There's one in Kings Plaza Mall.
Is there really?
There's a Sparrow's in Times Square. Like, there's always people in there, but they're all tourists.
I think I've eaten there a couple times, and I'll agree with him. It is a 0.00.
I'm pretty sure I ate that food and vomited as soon as I finished.
He gave Pizza Hut a 1.8. This guy's a nut.
Did he do Domino's?
100%.
We got like a giant list that we discovered.
The original Goodfellas, Staten Island, he gave them a 2.8.
I don't think that place is that good either.
Comes out of Staten Island is trash, so.
Nah, Danino's is pretty good, bro.
I don't agree with anything that comes out of there.
You don't like Danino's?
Nope, only because it's in Staten Island.
Oh, all right, let's shit on
actually, no. We went to Danino's, right?
Danino's is delicious.
Yeah,
Danino's I like
wasn't
Danino's.
Bad. Danino's wasn't bad. It's just
that,
a shame.
That was another brick oven place. But other than that, I don't really like that.
Yeah, he rated Danino's. He gave Danino's a great grade.
Yeah, because it is pretty good. That's what I'm saying. I kind of agree with everything that comes out of that guy's mouth. I'll let him stay here for a while. Only if he lets us go to Boston and start grading shit.
If we go to Boston,
but this
we
kid
start
don't
grading
eat
shit.
Fish.
No. We're going to be fighting
no,
in the
No, we need to go to Boston and grade his pizza.
Right here, Danino's, 9.
That's what it is.
Actually, I heard through the vines of something article I was reading, he's opening up a pizzeria. You know that?
It better be a fucking 10
here.
Out of 10.
It's going to be in New York.
Everyone should just go there and do a pizza review.
I'm like,
just shit all over
but
his pizza.
That,
he's
but
gonna make millions, though.
Exactly. That's the genius millions. Thing. Every person is going to line up to this guy's fucking place when it opens up, just to stand in front of his shop
and give him a grade
and grade on their Instagram. Going live.
That's what happens when you're a CEO.
Everyone's
going to
go there with their Frankie.
He's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
And I'm almost positive that the place is called Frankie's or All Right Frankie or some shit.
If he does that, he's a fucking genius.
He is a genius.
He's already a genius, bro. He don't need a pizzeria.
I forgot the area where it's going to be, but he picked a dope neighborhood in Manhattan.
So back to what this whole thing is about. Everyone, mostly people around here fuck with him just because of Barstool itself.
Barstool's a juggernaut. Barstool right now is like, it's bigger than ESPN. It falls in between like ESPN and WorldStar because they cover so many topics and they're out there.
I hear people screaming Barstool now more often than I hear people screaming WorldStar.
WorldStar's dead.
WorldStar was our childhood growing up. Someone got punched. That's the first thing you heard.
And now it's on Barstool. You can see the same guy get punched.
I sent the video to Barstool. He didn't review it though.
Scumbag. What was it? Your NFL workout?
Nah,
team?
It was when I flipped the it was a bottle when I flipped on when I flipped it on Richie's head.
Of course,
the trick shot.
Bro,
that was a big thing, I guess, for a while. The fucking bottle flipping,
and the trick shots. Yeah,
I never did
it landed on his head, bro.
The kids that throw ping pong balls like beer pong with the trick
shots. That's all over Boston.
What about the one with that was hot for a minute? The drop kick where they were kicking the bottle open.
Yeah, I would have pulled every muscle in my fucking leg.
Me too. I would have. Shawn Michaels didn't broke my back. Anyway, the point of this is, what were we supposed to rule on today?
If we fuck with this man or not, and what he's doing?
No, not the fuck. If we fuck with him, it's the pizza thing.
Do you agree with his ratings?
Do you accept him rating pizza in our neighborhood?
I do, actually. I really do.
Me too.
I'm gonna say no.
No.
As much as I fuck with the man, you're not from New York. You're from Boston. You're from fucking Massachusetts. Great pizza.
All right, whatever. Majority rules. We win.
That's true.
I mean,
Dave can stay.
Dave's staying regardless. But I'm just saying, the guy, you know, he needs to go do that where he's from, not from up here.
All right, so we're going to close this one out. We're going to have another episode coming at you soon. We wanted to have a little fun today because this guy seems to be lingering around our neighborhood lately. So why not talk about him, right? Fuck it. It's Barstool.
He's been around for literally for like the past 2-3 months. All of his posts are all in New York.
Yeah, he must be banging a girl in Bay Ridge or something. He's like staying here for like the last month.
He's staying with Frankie.
Him and Frankie got a place around the block.
Him and Frankie are roommates.
I don't even want to bang girls in Bay Ridge. I don't think he's doing that.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
Later.
Later.